WildTalkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Lone Jobber's Billion Days of Holidays. Woo! It's Friday. It's the fourth day of Kwanzaa.
TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Yeah. Just think I get to have more people helping me out besides just the wonderful Sir Rockin.
See, I like yesterday's intro better than today's. Today seemed half-assed.
You had a wonderful thrown on it. Yesterday you were just a good pal or some bullshit like that.
But this one seemed half-assed, you know. Yesterday's was more professional-like.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the half-asser himself, Sir Rockin!
Really? Welcome everybody to 20 Days of Job or
Something. Can't see how much I'm smiling right now. Otherwise I'd be laughing.
I get that. Back in the day, he did a video show, a video podcast.
I did.
That lasted only a few weeks.
Hashtag multimedia. No, I put together quite a few shows.
Yeah,
at least 10.
At least 10. I mean,
to be honest, I put together more video shows than Tim's done this season.
No, I would say that's incorrect.
Well, I mean, the season technically only just started, Rock. Winter begins on the 21st or so. So, technically.
Technically, winter is coming. Anyway,
winter is here.
Winter
God
is
damn,
here.
Don't you keep up with the Game of Thrones?
No.
Winter is here.
No. Okay.
Oh, spoilers.
So, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I did give
spoilers. It's good.
I did
don't give, watch it with your family. It might get creepy.
I did give out spoilers one day on WTR Sunday night, the one week we did
really?
It.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. It was the finale, too. I was giving out spoilers.
You didn't.
Oh, I did.
Why?
Because I said... Two people were fucking, and a bird was flying. There's your spoilers.
You know what? That doesn't...
doesn't really spoil...
That is the finale, actually, if you really want to talk about that. It really is the finale.
I know. But I didn't say what.
The sad part is, I know exactly who you're talking about. I know that really cool scene with the birds.
It was right at the end, too.
Yeah.
The only 2 minutes of Game of Thrones I've ever seen.
Really? That's kind of sad.
I put it on just to do that.
That's okay. At least you're not, you know, at least like SmackDown is live now, so you're not accidentally giving out spoilers.
Right.
I mean, but who would do that?
Who would ever right. give out spoilers or something?
Oh, I wouldn't know that. All right, Rocco, we're not here just to bullshit today. We actually have a principle we need to work through.
Okay, what is this principle?
Ujima!
Wait, you said principal, right?
Yes.
So are we calling Mr. Belding? Are we going to get Mr. Belding to sing? Or is this the wrong principal? I assume that's the wrong principal.
I'm going to see señorita.
Señorita? It's señor.
Señorita.
Señor.
Señorita.
Señor.
Señorita.
Señor.
Ujima!
Umaga!
Oh, God, how long have we been doing this? And you still make that joke. Oh, that's a good joke. R.I.P. Big fan. R.I.P.
So, should we now call Armando Alejandro Estrada?
No. Wow, that was bad.
Well, I was not rolling the R's for that one. Anyway.
I mean, I like the throwback, but damn, that was not the best done. Okay.
Was it not? Why wasn't it good?
You didn't roll it like how you should have.
How do you roll it then?
I know what you're trying to do, Rock, and I'm wiser than that. I like to think.
You like to think, but here you are, you're about to do it so you can show off to the people.
Why would I ever do that? That's not me.
That is totally something you would do.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, really?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking
you wouldn't, about. You would never do something like that to show off to the millions and millions of people listening to you right now around the world right here on 20 Days of Jobber.
Exactly, because tonight we're supposed to build and maintain our own shops, stores, and businesses, and to profit from them together.
So, basically what you're saying, we should promote, like, WildTalkRadio.com. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So
essentially.
So what you're saying is we should get people to, you know, help us promote this, right? In a way.
Yeah, I don't like where you're going with this, but yeah.
Okay, so take a listen to this.
Espérate! Espérate! No todos! Escúchenme!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager, Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Everybody, listen to me.
You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, like that, Rocco.
Okay, like that. See how I tied everything together?
Yes. Were you originally going to tie everything together, or did you think of that last minute on the fly?
Well, after I brought up his name and I started searching for it, that's where I was trying to have you fill in for like a minute so I could find the thing and, you know.
That's okay.
Go from there, because I was trying to find it. That one's in the deeper archives.
The deep archives. There are certain people, myself included, who worry about your deep archives that you have for the radios.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Yep.
So when I go to the sound clips folder, is that that's where the issue is?
That's worrying.
That's where people worry?
That's where we worry, because we're not doing that here tonight, Rock.
We're not?
There is a reason for the season, and it is commerce. It's more real than I thought it was going to be. Well, you know, it's true, apparently. We're supposed to talk about, you know, what we can do, what everybody else can do to give back to us with their funds. That's terrible.
How you can help support the Wild Talk Radio Network in many endeavors, this is how you can do so. Support CB Radio Live and all the fun things we do. You can go to CBRadioLive.com and visit the shop section.
We have a shop, Rock?
We do have a shop. We're selling.
That's t-shirts. Amazing.
We can sell some t-shirts to people.
That's nice. I've bought t-shirts from these type of things before for us, and they always come out looking really swell.
I know. We've had multiple people buy things from us. It's amazing.
It is. Let's see what we can buy here on our shop.
I mean, people like Kimberly Turner bought a t-shirt.
Really?
So, yeah. She bought I'm a CB Radio Guy t-shirt.
Okay.
She also bought a CB Radio hoodie t-shirt.
Not, well, you don't need a
t-shirt. Not t-shirt.
T-shirt hoodie.
No, I meant, because I scroll down and saw it. She bought a second CB Radio Guy t-shirt and a second hoodie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big spender.
Thanks to Kimberly Turner, she helped provide for us. She helped keep us alive by purchasing a hoodie, purchasing a CB Radio Guy t-shirt, which you can do at CBRadioLive.com. Click the shop section. You can do such things. You know, our buddy Matt, he bought a Say What t-shirt.
Say what?
Exactly. He's able to help support us in our endeavors.
And we appreciate him for all he does for us.
Indeed we do. Clifford, he bought a Meh t-shirt back in the day.
Meh.
Someone named Lindsay Evelyn bought a Meh t-shirt as well.
That's nice of them.
See, these are the people. We'll give you a shout-out. If you buy something from us, we'll shout you out. You can go to CBRadioLive.com, click on the shop section. You can buy items. Like what, Jabber? What can you buy?
Well, there's a bumper sticker I'm looking at right here. It says, I'm the favorite. And let's be honest, after our election last year, pretty sure that's accurate.
Yeah,
that one's only for $4.49, Rock. $4.49. That's all it is.
Yeah, but you're not actually the favorite.
I am the favorite. People love me, Rock.
Yeah.
They tweet me all the time.
I understand that, but that goes to Lindsay. That's her bumper sticker.
I don't care. This is my show.
Okay. What else can you buy on here?
Well, you can, you know, you know how I like to cook, Rock, right?
Yes, I do know how you like to cook.
You can buy a classic CB Radio logoed dark apron. That looks actually a lot fancier than the one I used to have, so it looks pretty nice.
Someone may be buying one.
Maybe.
Maybe I should. Do we have is the new logo on there too?
I believe so. Yes, sir. Rocking right there. Under the CB Radio 10, you can get your very own new CB Radio 10 years up logo for either like a t-shirt, maybe a long sleeve shirt and a pillow, so you can rest your head as you tune in to the Saturday night lineup.
It's amazing. Maybe we
should. $19.99.
There you go. Maybe I should. I guess what? You know, by popular demand, maybe live right now, we're doing the show. Maybe, just maybe, I will add the apron to the shop for all the people. How about that? How about that? We're going to give you the opportunity to buy the apron. That's what we do here. You can buy the CB Radio apron because we're giving. We're caring on this day.
I've heard the word caring mean adjusted to you. Usually has the word un in front of it, but and the word bastard afterwards. But that's just the type of people we are here on the CB Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network, et cetera, et cetera. What else can you find on this amazing shop, Rock?
I was busy uploading the apron, but you could tell us some more things.
Well, you can actually go, there's a subcategory just all about me. Presidente, lone jobber. It's very nice. Good old teal and purple. There's a lot of things you can get in here, including but not limited to a flask, which is pretty, it looks nice. It looks pretty good. $17.99. Let's see here. They also have multiple t-shirts. I'm kind of confused on all the different variants, but that's okay. Because you could get a Presidente mug. And either it looks like a small or a multicolored. I mean, the other one looks like it's a little bit bigger. $11.99 and $12.99 respectively. Or for that special someone in your life, yes, we do have Presidente lady shirts.
In fact, what you also can get to support El Presidente is you can get the El Presidente shower curtain.
El Presidente shower curtain.
Just added to the shop today. The El
Presidente. Added to the shop. Wow.
El Presidente shower curtain.
And I'm seeing an El Presidente apron as well.
Yes, you can get the El Presidente apron.
El Presidente
apron just added to the shop today. Because we're that giving to you people.
We are very giving. Although, there is one item I did not see, unfortunately, Rock. And I've been asking it for 3 years.
And what's that?
Years ago, when they first came up, I saw, oh, sweet, I want one of those, Rock. But I want it nice. And I wanted a bitching stein. And to get, I haven't gotten a bitching stein.
The bitching stein is not up there?
No.
I thought we had the bitching stein.
No, that was in the UWA one.
Was it? Oh.
It was.
I knew we had it somewhere. Maybe, if there's enough demand for it, maybe we'll come up with a bitching stein.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
Oh, look, there's been a new item added to the jobber section.
There's my bitching stein.
No. No, there's been a new item. It is the El Presidente light apron. Comes in yellow.
That does not look good with those colors, Rob.
But also comes
in... As an artiste, that is...
Well,
it looks better in bay, in the khaki.
Or the white. I added it for the white, but there's also a yellow one there as well. Because, you know, nothing screams lone jobber than the yellow apron. Because he's a banana. Nah.
Still, I wanted a nice bitching stein.
Back in the day, we had a banana nah t-shirt. If I could find the old imaging, maybe we'll bring that one back, too.
Yeah, just steal it from the old shop.
I probably have the original imaging somewhere.
Oh, okay. Right now, I'm actually just looking at the old shop stuff, which is always... Oh, that's why I hated the old shop. We had... You go through like 17 pages of this stuff.
Right, because we were on Cafe Press long before Cafe Press became a thing.
Hey, best 1999.
Where we had where there was only a limited amount of things we could do. They weren't allowing you to create sections. We had to create different, you know, usernames for our shops. Way back in the day. When I say way back in the day.
Life's a bitch since 1999. Oh, now that one just makes me sad. I have to get out of. I have to stop doing these.
Which one?
I just came across a 420 Extreme Talk Radio sweater.
You know, that's an old. That really is an old one. I know which one I need to go find now, though.
Oh no!
I figured out one I need to go find.
I'm really worried. KG, bless you.
No, it wasn't on that one. Which one was it on?
I can spell banana. Well, I know I can.
Hey, there's a Core t-shirt we have.
I see that.
At Cafe Press. CafePress.com/EWAZone4. You can get the Missing Talent t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, last seen in 1999.
Nobody gets these references.
No, fun. No.
Oh, there's a good one for you, Rock, right on page 5. A second banana nut t-shirt.
I know.
Headlining clock.
Oh, Jesus, I just saw the mug that dropped. Hey.
hey, look what was right below that, though.
I know. You can go promote it. Go promote it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you love this show, and you know you do, go to cafepress.com/EWAZone5. Scroll down. We have a I'm White and I Celebrate Kwanzaa Yard Sign, $16.99. Or if you're not quite on that big, we have a If You're White, Honk or Kwanzaa bumper sticker, $4.49. Really? Honk? Goddamn hockey.
Oh, God. That is all
available. Are we allowed to do this?
That is all available at cafepress.com/EWAZone5. That's EWAZone5.
Teddy the second.
There's a paging Dr. Jobber t-shirt at EWA Zone 6 at Cafe Press.
Hey, we do have a sign you made for me. It says, K-Job, all talk and no action. Well. For a while.
I love how we have an oval ornament with the original Teddy on it. And you can also buy the new Teddy.
I wonder if new Teddy is actually as fluffy as old Teddy.
I don't know. You would have to buy it and find out.
Well, I mean, I am assuming that there's a Teddy EWA's or El Presidente Teddy. Yes, there is. For $13.99. Get it and tell us how fluffy he is. And we'll compare it to the Teddy Classic.
If you go to cafepress.com/EWAZone8, you can get the Gone Kosher bumper sticker.
I'm trying to figure out what this one says right here. There's another Stein.
Which one are you on, number 7 or number 8?
Number 7. Oh, God, the way you're snickering makes me worry about what else is on number
8. Oh, what the hell did that say? I totally forget what that said.
Which one?
The one you were looking at.
I know it was a glory-based one, based on what it looks like.
I can't see the one side.
I know.
Why don't they show that? Let me see the picture. They used to be able to show you the picture. Anyway.
7-time champ. Wow, that was years ago.
A far, far long place to go.
I think I end up with, what, like 13 championships at the end of that?
Which would make you employee of the year.
I can get a t-shirt that says that. That would be awesome.
That's at EWA's 7.
But if you go to EWA's 09, you can see what this show is all about. The buddy system. I almost want to say that's actually an insult that was supposed to be for us.
Yeah, it was.
Oh. There is also on EWA Zone 9 at CaptainPress.com/EWA Zone 9. This shirt was made while Jobber did Kwanzaa Day 4. Get that now.
Well, it is fitting. It is fitting.
Truth be told, he did make that while I was rambling on Day 4.
You get the old school, and I mean old school, cigarette butts and bandanas t-shirt.
Wow, that is ancient.
Which features an actual cigarette butt and bandana.
Okay, what is the story behind this one? Wannabe Irish, back of the shirt. It's as easy as being a Jew.
It was, if what? You, yeah, no, if you look at the shirt next to it, Happy St. Patrick's Day. So you were probably celebrating, you the Jew, were celebrating St. Patrick's Day. As a thing.
Oh, God, that was probably right.
Because, you know, reasons.
Now, there's a whole bunch of other hidden shops, and it annoys me. I'm probably not going to be able to find them.
There's EWA's own 10 quality counts. Blame Will. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but blame Will.
Ooh. Well, Rock, that would go well along with this cafepress.com/EWAZone1999. I'm a bad Jew long sleeve t-shirt. Because, Rock, I know quality t-shirt.
You can get the Cooking Up a Storm with Chef Jobby apron. So, yeah, EWA Zone 1999.
I was on that one.
We have a shirt called I'm Real and a hat that says I'm Not Real.
Well, I'm pretty sure there was a joke about that, but
I don't remember what it was.
It's been a while. Okay. Do we have anything else we should really pimp out, Rock?
We can pimp out, you know, all of our... No, I know what we can do right now.
What can we do right now?
Earlier this week, we spoke to someone. His name was Tim Stein.
When I said I wanted a bitching Stein, this isn't what I meant.
Here's the thing. I think we should give him a call. We should have him promote his stuff now.
Okay, I guess so. Those are always fun.
So let's dial it up, and let's see what happens. So, time to dial up Tim Stein. So, earlier in the week, we were joined by Tim Stein, and, well, we had so much fun with him, we asked him to be a part of this celebration. So, here's Tim to tell us all about his... What's the name of the holiday, Jebber? What's the word of the day?
The word of the day is Umaga.
Here is he, Tim, to explain his Umaga.
Umaga? Isn't that the guy that was in WWE?
That was the joke of it.
That's the joke.
Was that the joke?
Yeah.
That's the joke.
That's pretty inside. I mean, that is so inside, it's like a filling on a tooth.
Well, the name is Ujma. So, Rock, and when we started it, Umaga was kind of a thing.
Yeah,
so.
He was still alive in the thing at that point.
So it's Ublik.
Sure.
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a non-Newtonian fluid. It's a mixture of cornstarch and water. If you can like poke your finger into it, and it's like liquid if you go slowly. But if you punch it, it reacts like a wall, like a solid.
It also thickens soup very well. So what are we selling here today, Tim?
What are we selling? Well, you know.
Yes, what do you have to sell to the people, to the masses who have tuned in for every day of this
silly little podcast? Looking around here, there's a lot of things I could sell, like my drum set, but I'm going to keep them. I've got that little mini helicopter. It still works, so I don't want to sell that. Then, of course, you know, Christmas Day, I got this little micro drone that kind of sort of flies and hovers and stuff. I'm going to keep it because it like does the flips. It's a stunt thing. It's pretty cool. So I won't sell those. But, you know, I do have – did you know I wrote a cookbook?
What?
Yep.
You?
I wrote a book on cooking. And it doesn't say – it's not a book that gives you instructions on how to work a stove. It gives you instructions on how to work food.
So yes.
I'm thinking I could sell one of those things. Here's what's really sweet about it. Do the financial translation, if you will. An actual physical copy of the book is $15 Canadian. That's like, I don't know, $7.50, $8 American.
I thought it was like 12, but okay.
Well, the dollar fluctuates every day, and it's when you buy online, you buy through PayPal, and those are daily rates.
It's about 11
in today's rate. So that's a damn good deal. Yeah, but if you don't want to wait for a book to be mailed to you. Jobber.
Yeah.
As somebody I know that lives in your area bought a book and it took, I think, 2 weeks to cross the border and get to him.
It was worth it.
But the guy thinks it was worth it, so that's cool. But if you don't want to wait that long, you could actually buy a PDF version of it.
And how much does the PDF version cost?
$10 Canadian, which is what, 50 cents US?
Something like that. $7.88.
Yeah. And of course, that also goes through PayPal. All you got to do is go to mankitchentv.com. And follow the steps, decide which one you want. And the books are actually made to order. They're not mass produced in some factory downtown. I make them myself and then send them out to you.
So when we say that this day is all about building and maintaining our own shops, stores, and businesses and profiting together, you are straight up profiting and we are helping to maintain your business. We are celebrating a small business so closely with that, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We'll go with that one.
So, Tim, nowadays, people are cord cutting. What's the best solution for that?
Talk to me, because I have a solution. Jobber, you might be interested in this.
Oh?
I'm waiting for you to ask me, really? What is it? Like they do in the infomercials. Oh? Ready? Go.
Really, Tim? What is it?
There you are. I just wanted to see if you'd do it. I am actually hooking people up with something called IPTV. It's a television box. And all you need is an internet connection, preferably download speed of 10 megabytes. Who doesn't have that anymore, right?
It is the standard for high-speed bandwidth.
Right, that's all you need is a 10 megabyte download. It'll work with 5, but it will, during the high traffic hours, the channels will freeze or skip. So, like, 7 to 10 is perfect. This thing
what
is
kind
incredible.
Of channels do you have?
Well, I actually was watching a movie on demand. It has an on-demand section. New releases, comedies, dramas, science fiction, yada, yada, yada. TV series. So if you miss a few episodes, you can marathon them. If you want to catch up on a series you haven't seen in a long time, oh, I don't know. Let's pick one out of thin air. And, hey, it's The Sopranos. That's you can watch that on demand, for example.
Should have said
never
House.
Never seen it. Do they have House?
Yeah, do they have House?
I haven't looked.
Oh.
Because, let's face it, Omega is the house freak.
Well, we are, kind of. But
there you go. But it's, Game of Thrones, Vikings, Sons of Anarchy, Better Call Saul. What was Better Call Saul before that on TV? Breaking Bad. You know, things like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's got, like, dozens and dozens and dozens. And more keeps getting added all the time. The on-demand movie section is added to practically daily. But never mind that. You've got all of the major Canadian networks, all the major American networks. You've got the specialty networks from North America. Let me tell you, some of the content on some of the Canadian channels, you guys would be just absolutely glued to. They're really entertaining.
Well, I'd be able to understand what they're saying. It took me a little while to get used to watching BBC. So
we speak North Canadian? American English. No, Canadians speak North American English. Can you understand me?
Vaguely, sometimes.
Smarten the hell up. Anyway, but yeah, you like AMC, HBO, HBO Canada, Fox. Name something, and I'll tell you if the box has it. History. History 2. It's got the Smithsonian Channel.
Interesting. I don't watch much TV, so
it's got
I don't
like,
know what channels are out there.
It's got like 350 English speaking channels. But there's more. Let's pretend that you live in North America, but you're originally from a country where English isn't your first language. You've got practically every single dialect out of India. And the TV channels are not like, oh, let's put this together and we'll speak Indian. There's no such language as Indian. These are channels that originate from the country of India. So the channels that you grew up watching before you moved and you missed, you can watch them again. It's got Pakistani. It's got Afghani, Spanish, French. Name a language. It's on there.
Swahili.
Yep. Arabic. It's got a lot of different African channels as well. Channels from all over the world.
Amazing product.
Over 1,600 different channels available. Now,
kids are going to say there's nothing on TV still, but
I bet you're thinking this must cost an arm and a leg.
It has to. I mean, that's a lot of channels.
Absolutely.
Can't get that many channels without like dropping $1,000 a month or something.
Absolutely not. I'm going to save you a ton of money. It actually works out to the equivalent of $15 Canadian per month for the subscription service. That's it.
Oh.
You heard me right. A 10 and a 5. $15 a month.
Wow.
You buy the box for $150 Canadian. You pay for 6 months service, $90 Canadian, $240. You've got 6 months of TV good to go. When your subscription expires, you can resubscribe for 6 months or a year, which is $90 or $180. Stop and think about the savings, Jobber. About the savings. $180. A lot of people in the United States are spending $180 American for fewer channels than you can get with my IPTV box.
Wow, that's less than $150 American right there. So the savings is high. You've interested me. Where can I go to do this all? Or do I have to contact you directly?
Here it is. You check it out by going to www.wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. You will find a listing of the English channels available. You will find a listing of all the sports channels from around the world, including Canadian, American, and British. If you're a soccer fan, or as they like to call it in England, football,
football.
We got you covered.
It's football.
I think they call it football everywhere, but
it's
here.
Footy. Everywhere but North America, they call it football. Or by its nickname, footy. It's the world's most watched game.
Hockey.
We've got the NHL Network on this thing. We've got the NFL Network on this thing. We've got NFL channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got NHL channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If it's broadcasting on that channel anywhere in the world, it's broadcasting on that channel through this box. Not all channels available for every game.
Wow, this sounds amazing.
It's absolutely incredible. Here's something else that's really cool, Jobber. Do you like watching TV in high def?
Yes, I do. I have a nice high def TV just for that.
Then this is definitely the box for you. Almost every channel available in high def. And I'm not talking 720p. I'm talking 1080.
Oh, wow.
1080i or 1080p. Your choice. You can set that up yourself, whichever works best for you.
Nice. I think I'm going to have to get one of these myself.
Absolutely. All you got to do is go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. You can order a box and 6-month service. You can renew for 6 or 12 months, and the box will be shipped directly to you, ready to go.
If people have any questions, how do they get in contact with you, Tim?
All they have to do is fire off an email with your phone number, and I will call you. You want to email getiptv@gmx.com.
Or can they tweet you about it?
They can tweet me at Flames Forums on the Twitter handle machine thing. What do you call that? The bird place.
The bird place.
Yes.
Presidential playground.
Yes, Twitter.
So there you go.
Do you have any other fun endeavors, Tim? Or is those your primaries?
Currently, those are the two things going on. A new cookbook will be available sometime this year.
This year?
Yeah.
So in one day, the cookbook will be made available.
Well, sometime in the next 12 months.
There we go.
There you go.
I should have realized you guys would be pedantic smart asses.
Yeah, there's, you should have.
Should have said in the new year, that would have, you know, justified it.
2018, there will be a new cookbook. More tales from the man kitchen.
You can hear Tim most Sundays, 10 p.m.
Sometimes.
At 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Mountain.
There you go. You got it figured out. I'm proud of you. You're learning. See, you can't teach an American new tricks. Oh, I'm sorry, United States people. I was just picking on Rock and accidentally insulted you inadvertently. I apologize. Email Sir Rock at wildtalkradio.com to bitch and complain.
Apology accepted.
Thanks. Or just grow a thicker skin.
So that's 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain for Russell Talk Radio's most Sundays right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network or after every single WWE pay-per-view.
I'm politically incorrect and damn proud of it.
Heard that somewhere.
Who said that?
I don't know.
I did, just like 30 seconds ago. Pay attention.
Thanks, Tim, for being on the show.
Again.
Don't worry. What?
Again.
Yeah, don't worry. You only had to do two shows this month, unlike some of us. Doing 3 weeks worth, ass. All right. Are you saying something, Rocco?
You said ass. I said who? From the movie Little Fockers.
Never seen it.
Was it? No, it was Meet the Fockers, where it's ass, ho, where the baby says it.
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. You should watch the movie.
I've been watching way too many movies lately, so.
So there's one to add to it.
No.
Anyway. So where were we now?
We were talking about how to build and maintain our stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together.
Right. So, please, go out, support us, buy our stuff that we just mentioned before we were joined by Tim, because it would be awesome, because reasons. So we can pay for things.
I want to be paid this year. That would be awesome.
So we can pay for the phone number. So buy our stuff so we can pay for the phone number, so you can interact with us. How about
267-297-1397.
Call the FU line. Make it a thing.
I'm amazed I know that. I know that better than my own phone number.
I know.
I don't have a phone, but let's be honest.
If you don't want to, you know, do that, I can tweet out a link and you can just donate money to us. That's fine. Simple as that. You can just donate.
I mean, that'd be nice of them to do.
You can get us a cup of coffee. Buy me a cup of coffee. How about that? I'll tweet it out after the show drops where you can just donate money so you can buy me a cup of coffee. Simple as that. I don't drink coffee, but you can buy me a cup of coffee. It's what the website's called. You can buy a cup of coffee. It's basically a simple.
I did not know that.
It's a donation thing.
Okay.
So, or you can just drop it into the PayPal. It's linked somewhere. If you need the PayPal information, you just want to donate and say, hey, thanks for being awesome. We can set up a PayPal and you can just donate money to us and help support us in any manner. Or you can buy an item from the shops at SeaBreedAlive.com, click the shop tab, and you can buy things from there if you want to get something out of it. It's cool. Whatever you want to do. We're cool with it. That's all. Support
but
us.
But we're not completely materialistic. We don't completely always indefinitely need your money.
No, we never ask for your money.
Well, I mean, we're kind of asking for that money right now.
But we're just saying if you would like to. We're not asking. Yeah. We're not demanding it.
You know what? A simple like on Facebook or a Twitter's or an Instagram or something like that, that'll do us fine.
Where can they
find you? It won't get Ruckus Coffee, but
you know,
it will show that you care.
Where can they find you on all the social medias?
At Lone Jobber.
And that's on?
That's at Lone Jobber on the Twitter's, on the Instagrams. Basically, it's pretty much wherever I am.
You could have... formerly on AIM at Lone Jobber.
Brock, that's cold. Come on, man. You don't really think I'm just going to like drop your old AIM account, Rock and Sock 5230, do you? I wouldn't, because that's cold.
I know. But you can follow me on Twitters, all the Twitters, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at CB Radio Live. You can tweet them there. At WTR Sunday Night on the Twitters. At WTR Sunday Night on the Facebooks. At Rec Radio Show on the Facebooks, at CBRadio Live on the Facebooks, at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook. You can get us on there. You can go to wildtalkradio.com. You go to CBRadioLive.com. You go to RecRadioShow.com. You can support us there by going just to our websites and support us by listening to the show. Best way you can do it to support us is by spreading the message of, hey, come listen to our shows. On wildtalkradio.com. Just come and listen to them every Saturday night for CB Radio, every Sunday when they want to do one for Wrestle Talk Radio, every Thursday night for the Rack, Monday nights after Monday Night Raw for the Raw Post Show. You know, that's the deal. Come listen to our show. Spread the word, the good word about the Wild Talk Radio Network. That's how you can help support us.
They can also go to our Greater Than Great Debate challenge page and put a little prediction in each and every single week. It's nice to get interactive with you all, and that is one way that I actually feel motivated when I see more names on there.
So this has been day 4 of Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, yes.
We'll be back tomorrow night live for CB Radio for day 5. So imagine Subway now involved in this Kwanzaa celebration. You all get that tomorrow on CB Radio Live.
But I want to read what next tomorrow's night's is. Oh, God, this is going to be fun. Yeah, that's my reaction to reading what tomorrow's topic's going to be.
So tune in tomorrow night, CB Radio Live, midnight-ish, right here at CBRadioLive.com and WaltTalkRadio.com. But for the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber!
I'm Sir Rocket. This has been day 4 of Kwanzaa on 20 Days of Jobber right here at WildTalkRadio.com. Free Teddy.
WildTalkRadio.com.